This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice in the Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. God, I can't believe it's 9:09 already. 9:10 already. What are you giggling about? What is it now?
I just got a text that I can't wait to read to you. But
all right, let's hear it.
It's among the many, so it's no big deal. But what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Just how lovely it is to be here with all of you today. And it's actually a sunny day. I fully had myself braced for a terrible day, and it looks like we get a one-day reprieve.
And then we get hit hard.
Yes.
It's coming, everyone. The atmospheric river. By the way, the announcement, it looks like we're still expecting Gavin to speak and sort of make the announcement as the face of California's government. But California public health officials have lifted the state's regional stay-at-home orders. So it's already been announced.
Oh,
it's effective immediately. The announcement impacts the Bay Area, San Joaquin Valley, and hard-hit Southern Californian regions. The greater Sacramento region had already exited the order, and they're saying this is because of the ICU capacities or whatever. It looks like most of California, though, is going to enter. We're going back to the color-coded system, and we'll be starting in purple. You can look up what these different colors...
That seems dark.
Well, that's the darkest, yes.
Oh.
Which is widespread...
infection rate.
Well, what they're saying is there are things open with modifications, outdoor gatherings only with modifications, max three households. There's a long list of things in the purple tier, and it looks like that's where we're at. Weirdly, though, like we were saying earlier, there's still, and I'll read texts for you here in a second, where people are like, we've been in school for a while. Or we go back to school today. Or it's just crazy how it's different all over the place. There's no
continuity.
One way.
There's no homogenized way of approaching this.
So it's pretty hard to keep up. But here are some of your texts. The number is 800-400-3697. We always look forward to this part of the show because it's where we get to hear from you.
Yeah.
707 says, Vin, good luck with PG&E. Single mom putting two kids through college. And not a cent for multiple food losses. One was 5 days, 15 days in 1 month. Yeah, one of the things that we found out is you can submit receipts to show your losses for a power outage. And then in this case, the one that we just went through, they said, no, some turkeys did it. It wasn't our fault. So we're not going to pay you back. And so now we're pursuing that further, like, you better show us some turkey carcass or something that happened that set this thing off for 3 days.
3 days over a turkey? It seems like find the place where the line is down and put the line back up.
Right. So I don't know how this is going to play.
Like, what? How long does that take?
I think it's such BS.
That sounds like such BS, yeah.
And it's insulting after you've been through a three-day power outage where you've lost fridge fulls of food and you've been freezing because there's no power. And
we had grieving turkeys. We had to respect it, keep our distance. They had to bury their turkey friend.
That's an embarrassing excuse.
It's so ridiculous that it could almost be true, except that why didn't it get fixed immediately?
Why didn't they say that more sooner?
Right.
We, you know,
this is your excuse. We just went to look at the lines.
Right.
And the turkey funeral was in progress, so we decided to wait till that was over. Too soon.
This one's fun. I just love it. 925 says, "What the hell, you guys? Thanks to your Friday shower talk, I went for a shower and forgot how to get in the bleeping shower thanks to you." They don't know whether they back in or go in front ways. They don't know. I think that's super funny in that.
When you think about it, you can't figure it out. I realized toward the end of my shower this morning, I was like, I am full on back all the time. The only time I turn around to get hit directly in the front is when I am rinsing. Everything else.
See,
is
you
that
said
it comes
you were
over...
a front shower.
No,
she has a back shower.
Back in.
No, that was me.
Yeah, it was Nicole
and
I.
You're a front shower. Yeah. Okay.
No, I am fully to the back. Even when I'm rinsing my face off, like I soap it up and, you know, I've got my conditioner in my hair. Then I let the water pour down off. Everything comes over the back of me. So it pours down the front of me. And the only time I turn around is to really just rinse that one area that needs a little. And let's get the water going in there, you know. Around there.
Your belly button?
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Yeah, I'm a back to the water as well.
Back to the water. I never turn around.
Let's see here. Oh, you married people. Ha 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 ha. What's worse, getting stabbed because of accidental rage and love, or if you really was cheating on her? Well, getting stabbed if you're cheating seems at least
like
a legit
reason
to be mad. Right.
It's still going to the stabbing is the issue, not necessarily the reason for it. Like whether she's misled or not and can't recognize her own self in a picture, she still took a knife and stabbed him. Even if he had been cheating, does he deserve to be stabbed? Maybe theoretically, but probably in the real world, no. That's you're not allowed to do that. That's
maybe
not allowed. That's not, you know, it's not one of the things where like, well, he did cheat.
Bro, a girl with a knife is love, but a guy with a knife is a psychopathic, abusive, jealous bleep hole. Come on, Sarah.
Yes. No, that's correct. Hmm. I wasn't really trying to defend her. I just, you know how we are. We always take the opposite view and try to argue it.
The best grilled cheese. Add pepperoncinis in between cheese slices and mayo on the outside instead of butter. Grills evenly and delicious. Mm. I do like pepperoncinis, but I don't know about the mayo. That's you lost me there.
We got this stuff called chili crisp. And it's just like a hot chili oil with like just chunks of chips and nuts and bits of flakes of, and it's like oily dirt from your yard or something, and you smear it on stuff and you get so addicted to it. I smeared it on my ice cream sandwich the other day. I'm like, you know what would be good with this? So
and was
good.
it
was oh. I liked it.
I've chili
only recently
crisp.
Yeah, I've only recently been turned on to it.
The flakes in there are sugar or they're
no.
flakes of pepper?
Oh, no. Pepper and nuts and sesame seeds and all different. You know who will know about this is Bryn. If he's got his kid in his lap. I'm not sure he's able to listen right now. But a friend of mine makes her own version of it. Trudy.
Shame.
And so she sent us some. And hers is so good that really nothing else compares. So I got the other, you know, sort of the one that you can buy, like a Chinese company makes it or whatever. And it's just not nearly as good, but hers is just sick. She puts all kinds of stuff, like coconut flake and everything, and like all kinds of weird stuff. Doesn't taste like coconut, but that texture, you know? Oh, so good.
What a service. So she comes to your house, cuts your hair, and gives you chili crisp?
No, she used to come to my house and cut my hair, but she mailed me some chili crisp.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. She can't do it. You know, nobody can do it anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But this chili crisp thing, no joke. So good.
415 says she must have loved him so much.
Yeah, that's what I think. She loves him so much that she couldn't bear to lose him. She's
oh, my God.
Him.
I'm crying laughing. A breach of the human hull. I just bleeping love you guys. Happy Monday.
Thanks.
Wow,
murderers.
That's crazy. But I want to love that hard. She's deeply in love.
Yeah. I actually think that it's forgivable. She was so upset that he cheated on her with herself from a younger time. She didn't know.
She's in the picture. She needs to take
Maybe
a second.
Maybe she's got bad eyes, Ben. But you're right. Bottom line, why is she scrolling through his phone?
Well, that's a start. But okay, I'll even go with, all right, you had a reason for that. Fine. But you stabbed me because you saw a picture of me with you? Oh, that's just too stupid for words.
But you do love me so much that, of course, I forgive you, and we'll pick up right where we left off. Now, nope. How about that makeup sex? Woohoo!
I'm looking for the next train. You know.
Well, you're a cut and dry guy.
Come on, you stabbed me. There's no way I could ever be around you again.
Look, I can't really argue that. You have a point. I'm just saying, you know. Isn't a part of you like, wow, she loves me so much that she would rather see me dead than with another woman? Even if it was her, you know.
I was driving from San Diego to Arizona once, and my GPS rerouted me to some side road to avoid an accident. The road was so random and isolated, I ended up getting pulled over by ICE because it was suspicious for a car to be driving down that dirt road.
Oh.
They even brought the canine out to sniff my car.
Oh, well, good thing you weren't transporting drugs.
Yeah, no kidding. Or someone who recreationally uses and finds himself in trouble just for...
Oh, man, the one time I get heroin. Jeez. Said no one ever. Except maybe the first time,
It's nice that California's out of the stay-at-home order, but look at the weather. Yeah, I mean, we're back in our houses either way, right?
Well, look, today is the one day we'll get to enjoy it. Right? It's up. We can, like, places are going to be serving dinner tonight. Is that right?
I can't say what people are going to do, but I do know that this probably people were waiting for this to open up, right?
Right.
Yep, I have supported Gavin for decades, and I would sign the recall. I do not agree with the latest lockdowns that put people in economic ruin. Those small businesses were not linked to the surges. Studies are now proving it.
Well, look, when you're making these decisions, you don't have time to wait for a study to come out. By then, it's too late. So he made some decisions. Look, I feel like the guy's in a terrible position, and he's done the best he can. But you're allowed to feel however you want to. You know, I think his heart's in the right place. I think he's trying. And frankly, you know, tell me someone who has it all figured out. Everyone's just doing their best in this whole thing. And
yeah.
For some people, that's not good enough. I don't blame them either. Listen, if I lost everything, I'd be pretty effing pissed at him too. I can see it.
Who jacked up her face and moved out of the Miami Beach house? I missed 1 second. And you said her and him the whole rest of the time.
Phil Collins, the drummer for Genesis, his ex-wife, Corinne Seavey? Orville Seavey? What's the lady's name? I deleted the story. Can't keep them all. But she was a lovely young woman, Phil Collins' ex-wife. And then every needle in the world got stuck in her face. And now she's a monster.
Yeah, Orianne.
Orianne Seavey. You know, let's put some side-by-sides of her up on the Alice Facebook.
People can just look that up.
Really? Because I feel like that would be a
great
post.
I don't want to.
Side-by-side, what? She once was, and now she is.
415 says, Bruce Springsteen was good.
I don't
That's
even remember him.
That's a halftime show. Yeah,
you know,
I don't either.
Jane says her favorite halftime show, bar none, and she thinks about it all the time, is U2, is the U2 one. I don't even remember it. I can't even recall it.
Didn't the Red Hot Chili Peppers do it with Bruno?
Yes. That was a great halftime show.
415 says, Killing Joke in the Hives, Connie rocks. All right.
Connie. Sal and Bonnie.
Did you guys get to see the special 60 Minutes about Alex Smith, how he was out for 2 years with a compound multiple spiral fractures, and then they almost amputated his leg, and then he was back for this season? I didn't, but I'm familiar with the story. And Alex Smith was a longtime 49er, and I wanted him to work out so badly. But I swear to you, I was at a Niner game when I watched him throw the ball into the ground at the feet of the receivers 10 times in a row. And I'm like, oh my God, our quarterback just sucks. This is terrible. But he's become a very he's a likable dude. So I get what you're saying. And I think he got comeback player of the year this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm happy
they have that?
For him. Huh. Yeah.
That's nice.
My fiance and I got engaged in January of 2020 with big hopes to have his British family join us in the Bay for a huge party.
Oh.
Yeah, right. We're on our second postponement now, and hopefully, please God, hopefully our last.
I am truly sorry for everything that everybody's missed out on, the proms, the graduations, the weddings, mm-hmm. even the funerals. My John's aunt died during this whole thing, and there was no funeral.
Oh,
that was
bummer.
It.
Bummer.
I know.
Did she die of COVID?
Cancer.
Oh.
And it was it was horrible. Nobody could go and be with him, and there he is alone grieving his wife, Uncle Art.
At the end of the diaper stage while running errands, I kind of liked the diaper stage because I hated the fear of standing in line and the kid having to go to the bathroom. Oh, you're a good point. There's problems with everything when you're raising kids, right, Bryn? Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, man.
He says with his daughter in his lap.
Yep. She's sitting on his lap right now.
She's freaking out.
Oh, she is?
Well, that's why otherwise she wouldn't be in my lab normally. Actually,
what's she freaking out about? Does she feel like singing?
She woke up and I put her on the couch and then my sister's here to help me, but she's not taking my sister. So for a good 5 minutes, you guys didn't know, but she was outside my door banging, screaming daddy, like bloody hell. Like,
just for future reference, I need to hear that. I really feel like there's listeners at home who could absolutely relate and others who'd be like, oh, thank you. God, that is not my life. There's a clear division of the people who have kids and are dealing with them and the people who don't. Whatever else is happening in your life during this pandemic, those are the two parties. One is a fun party by comparison to the other party.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
No Instagram Live last Friday.
Yeah, no. We tried. We talked, and there's no that kid.
Oh, you guys didn't do your happy hour this past weekend?
We did not, no.
Yeah, we even tried. We've checked in on Saturday. It wasn't going to happen. There's just no way. And in the
Bryn's
end,
too busy.
He is under that child.
This girl, she's needy.
She is.
Yeah, no, they're she's all needy. They all need all the time.
Needs,
every minute.
Needs. Yep.
Oh, boy.
No.
Sorry, Bryn.
Oh, it's good. I'm happy here.
Well, what are you going to do? Who are you going to yell at? You made it.
Into the unknown.
You made that kid.
Into the unknown.
Let's see. Oh, lost $500. Thanks, McGregor.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked it up. He seemed pretty gracious about his loss, but he did, in fact. He's one of those guys. He talks a big talk, and then, boy, he got knocked right out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they didn't knock all the money out of his account, so
no,
he'll be fine.
Oh, no, I'm sure they didn't.
Got paid for that fight, too. He'll buy another $2 million diamond-encrusted watch. I was showing that to my family the other night. Just, we were laughing our asses off.
What a tacky piece of garbage, huh?
Unbelievable. Like, honest to God, diamonds can be so beautiful. People do these tasteful things with them, and then there's that. It's like a hockey puck encrusted with diamonds with a blue, cheap leather-looking strap. And then a little panel that slides apart, a little clockwork people banging each other. I'm like, that is an atrocity.
I'll make this my last one because I'm definitely out of time. We'd been talking about this show on Apple Plus TV called Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And this person thought of the same thing I thought of when I started watching this show. Great show, but you didn't tell me Ted Lasso was played by Ned Flanders. He does remind me of Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. That just
open face, open heart. Just, I'm here to help. I am. What do you need?
Yep. Mm. So great. And also, there's some heart there, too. I mean, as funny
For
as it
sure.
is, there's also, he's really I don't know. I like it. Anyway, that's all for now. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We always love to hear from you. Back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love you guys. You really helped me get through my Mondays. I'll tell you, this was a fun show today. And
I love you too.
Oh, it's a weird but wonderful world. Try to take a second to look around you at the things that you do have going on and try to be grateful. Vinny, you got big plans today? What's happening? You batting down the hatches at your house for the big storm coming up or what?
Well, that's certainly... We have concerns we're going to lose power again, so we're stocking up on batteries and more. I'm also continuing the research on a backup system. Thanks, PG&E. You're the best.
You are the best. We actually have that warning, too, and I don't have a backup position. I mean, I guess my phone's data will get me through Lucy. I can do that.
Well, you don't lose power. You haven't lost power. Oh, yeah, I guess you have, haven't you?
We've lost it a few times, but not while we had to work from home. I lost it last year for a long while, but not, I mean, knock wood, they haven't shut us down. So we'll see. But look,
we're committed to try, and if we can't do it, then we just won't do it.
Right, exactly.
So hopefully we'll see you every day this week.
Every single dingle day. And listen, it's going to enjoy today because it's a blue sky and this may be the only time you see the sun this week. Bryn, great work with your daughter. Seems like she's turning out super, you know.
Hey, listen for V Hale. She's coming up next. V posted over the weekend that she was having a workout with beers.
Oh,
and I thought, oh, there was a time when I would have just loved that woman. Like, really, that is the way. And then, you know, now I wouldn't be able to even hang with her for a minute because she'd probably end my life.
Yeah.
Or certainly end my sobriety.
She does go.
Stay tuned for V and ask her, call her, text her about her beer and bands workout.
Beer and bands? Like the resistance bands?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, have to take a look at that. And then, of course, Janie's up in the afternoon. Little vampire. Have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.